Once more unto the toaster breach we go. Hello, welcome back to episode 2 of series 8 of My Mate Bought a Toaster, which is brought to you with our friends at Hot UK Deals. Oh, they're so good. So very, very good. It's a brilliant platform. It's a community of over 2 million people all hunting around, all rooting around, trying to find the best deals. All you've got to do is siphon off those deals and go and get yourself a bargain. They're absolutely brilliant, and we're thrilled that they are partnering up with us. So there's a competition. If you were listening last week, then what I asked you to do at the beginning of the episode was go and follow us on our accounts on TikTok, on Instagram, all over the place. Loads of you have done that. Thank you very much indeed for following. Obviously, you followed to try and win the AirPods. But of course, you followed to look at the great content. The videos of Keith Brimer-Jones went a little bit viral last week. It was very, very exciting, I'm not going to lie. So thank you very much if you have had time to give us a follow on TikTok. Well done to Becky Andrew. She is the random follower that I selected who did all the things. And Becky, congratulations. You have won yourself a lovely pair of Apple AirPod headphones. So the prize for this week then, it's very good indeed. It's a Ninja Foodie Dual Zone air fryer worth 150 quid this. That's right, it's an air fryer. This is the sort of thing you can find over on Hot UK Deals. That's what I'm going to be giving away. And we'll do the same again, shall we? Give us a follow. If you've already followed, don't worry. I'm going to dive in and randomly pick a follower. But if you haven't already, follow us on Insta. We are ToasterPod. On TikTok, we are also ToasterPod. And make sure you follow Hot UK Deals over on TikTok as well. They do great content over there. Their TikTok handle is hotukdeals.com. That's hotukdeals.com. So, super, super simple. If you want a chance of winning a Ninja Foodie Dual Zone air fryer, all you got to do is follow ToasterPod on TikTok, ToasterPod on Instagram, and hotukdeals.com on TikTok. That's it, and I will be picking a random person next week who will be winning. Well done again to Becky. And in the meantime, should we get on with today's episode? Come on then, Catherine Bohart, here we go.
Oh, when I need a laugh, there's a helping people. But Dumbass talking to these funny people. He's asking what they find and they're telling the stories. Can somebody yell out the name of the show, please? It's My Mate Bought a Toaster. Oh, oh, it's My Mate Bought a Toaster. Yeah, yeah, My Mate Bought a Toaster. Oh, oh, toaster for my love, thank God, toaster.
Hello and welcome along to My Mate Bought a Toaster. My guest today is the brilliant comedian Catherine Bohart.
Hi, thrilled to be here.
It's so exciting. I mean, not only are we diving into your Amazon history, it also turns out you're on a show on Amazon as well.
Yeah, it came up on the main page. I was like, that feels like I orchestrated it, like I saved it there.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive. All right, Catherine, we get it. Well done.
We get it. You've heard of Amazon. Also, I absolutely love that we are like two gingers meeting in a basement.
Yeah.
It feels right. It feels like, God, we don't want to have windows lest we be burned.
That's right. We have a 40-watt bulb, so we're tanning.
Great. Correct. We both took vitamin D when we went in. Yeah. Lovely. It's great.
It is really, I mean, the ginger thing, how much are you, because someone told me the other day that I need to put sun cream on in the winter.
What? Are you not doing that?
Men are crazy.
Men are wild to me.
Are you joking? Have you always
men get to 50 and are like, why do I look like this? And you're like, because dudes, I've been wearing SPF since, I mean, I wish I'd started earlier.
Right.
But yeah, since I turned 30 every single day in the winter as well. I wish I'd done it all the way through my 20s.
Right.
I wish I'd been doing it since I was a baby.
This is a very sort of regretful, mournful opening to the show. I've still got time to do that, to start putting the cream on.
Yeah,
I nip out now? Can you sort of self-present your own Amazon history?
Yeah, 100%. Let's order some now.
Let's get some out, thanks. What are we talking, like a 20, 30? What's the vibe?
I wear Factor 50 all year round. It's just the one I buy, so it's like, easy. Why would I change it for the winter?
Yeah. But does it not feel really thick and leady when you put it on?
No, so this is the thing. Okay, also, this is such a dad question. Is it not like chalk? If you buy that, like the cheapest one you can buy.
Yes, that's what I do.
Only if you buy it when you also buy petrol, then that will also feel like chalk.
That is why men, predominantly men of a certain age, are disappointed with everything, because every single product they buy is the cheapest one.
Yeah, and they're like, why is it not? And you're like,
this is broke.
It's all getting smaller. And you're like, well, just yet. Come on, you're taller now, my guy. I would say that I have found some actually Korean and Japanese brands that work that are much, much lighter and are not like that horrible chalk.
Okay.
So yeah, Shiseido is my recommendation. Shiseido or Thank You Farmer.
Oh, I like that one. I'll remember that one.
Yeah, Thank You Farmer.
Thank You Farmer.
So it's a Korean, I think, sun cream, and it's great, and it's not really oily.
Okay, great. That's the problem. It's the oily, and then you start to sweat, and it's like you've got this sort of invisible
plastic. Whole thing going on.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, Catherine, we started the show with great life advice.
I feel like I started the show by being like, what's up? You look a little old.
Yeah.
Which is not what I meant to do.
All right, you wrinkly old prune.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
So here's the...
It's preventative.
Here's the tiny three-year-old that is Catherine Bohart. Unbelievable. Well, Catherine, you're looking very young, and hopefully the stress of going through your Amazon purchase history will age you significantly.
Only somewhat, yeah.
I'm going to see if I can make one wrinkle pop up. That's my mission for this show.
It would be a medical feat.
Can you imagine? Just by the end, just a line across the forehead. All right, so the idea of the show then, here's what we're going to do. We dive into your purchase history. I am holding a tablet in my hand. You've logged in.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to start having a browse. I haven't done any preparation because I am lazy.
Can you tell how many things I've ordered?
Well, over on a year-by-year basis. So in 2017, which is when we first see activity. Very late on.
Yeah, I was late in the game.
Right. Why is that an Irish thing? Because apparently in Ireland it's not as big, or it wasn't as big
pre. It's not as big. It certainly wasn't when I was growing up, but I've lived here the whole time. I just, it's important to say that I was a stand-up comedian and I started in 2015. So between the period of 2015 and 2018, I had no money.
Yes.
And then it started to take off and then COVID.
Yes.
So I was just like, there was no world in which I was ordering things online because that was just a temptation I wasn't getting into.
Yes.
I was still finding out there was a limit to coins you could put in the tube machine. So it was a different time for me. But what a dispiriting day that was.
Imagine buying a tube ticket with actual metal money.
Yeah, topping up my Oyster with coins.
Oh, that is...
It was so bleak.
That is sort of the thing that I always think about. What's the worst situation for you to bump into an ex?
Yeah, that's up there.
It would be sort of, for me, it's always doing a scratch card.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, you know...
Oh my God, that's so bleak.
It would be so bleak. How is everything? Yeah, it's really good, thanks.
Yeah, everything, smashing it, going really well, actually.
The worst place to bump into your ex. That is it, right?
Yeah, that's up there. That is up there.
Feeding a train thing.
Feeding coins into the Oyster. Yeah, so I think that's probably why. And also, I think I still do struggle with the ethics, but I think the younger I was, the better my ethics were.
Yeah, great, of course. We all abandon ethics.
Yeah.
That's fine.
No.
Just concentrate on your skin regime. That's all that matters.
Okay.
The first thing you bought on 15th of April 2017.
Catherine, I have no idea what you're going to say, which is so scary.
I know. Here you are living
People sweat on this couch a lot?
Yeah, a lot. Yeah. It's the confessional couch. There's a stain over there. That's Tom Davis. you bought the HP 300 Black Original ink cartridge. It's a lovely first purchase.
Oh, fine.
That tells us everything about you. You're making your mark, Catherine. I just made that up.
I am making my mark. I'm probably printing my own flyers for a comedy show.
Yes.
2017, actually the year. Is that the year I debuted in Edinburgh or 2018? 2018 is when I would. But so I would have been printing off probably lots of comedy notes.
I see. Okay.
I was at the stage where I was still typing them out.
Yes. So you are living in London. How long have you been in London for at this point?
I've been in London for 6 years at this point.
Okay.
I'm living in a house share.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in Kilburn. I'm surprised I just didn't wander down to the Argos or the WH Smith, but apparently I've decided I must have my ink delivered to me.
Yeah.
Probably because we were getting it for the house. We were sharing a printer, no doubt.
Were you the dealing girlies. With other comics? Are we in one of those situations?
Yes, of course.
Classic.
Of course. Three comics and one... architect, so who I think was just like, y'all are bleak.
the architect,
yeah, she owns the house now, and so I will have been buying group ink,
right? Okay, group ink, bleak. I love that communal ink,
yeah.
Well, you were very sort of when you're doing stand up and you're writing out the notes, because a lot of stand ups have an approach where they're just like, yeah, whatever, and I'll write a few notes down on my notebook or whatever, but to type stuff out and print stuff out and actually look at it, that feels like a more worky. Do we have a more significant work ethic here? Is that what I'm sensing?
My very good friend Helen Bauer calls me a pencil case comedian, you know?
Love that. That's the new briefcase wanker.
And
love
I think
that.
That's right. I think I'm like, take out my pencil case, take out my highlighters.
I love the idea of a pencil case comedian. I still find the comfort of a pencil case enormous.
I have the same one as I had in school. Still. Kidding? Yeah, it's got sushi on it.
Oh my! Hang on, as in it's got old dead fish on it? Or
no, it's got little pictures of sushi on it.
Pictures of sushi, fine. I was going to say, because that's
I use the 4-colour pens. I'm that girl.
How long do those last, those 4-colour pens? Because I feel like those, there are still sort of ones from the 1950s.
Look, you're running out of blue pretty fast at this stage. You know, that's always going to go first. Then you'll switch to black. It's a little bleaker, but you get stuff done.
If you're writing notes on your stand-up, right, with that pen, that is an indication of how good the stand-up's going. Because if you're running out of red, that's a bad sign because you're using red to...
Yeah, oh, that's interesting.
To mark it up, right? Oh, I've run out of red again. I'm not good enough.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, sorry.
You're harder on your own material than I am. I'm like, look at everything I did today. Stickers for me.
Do you remember those ones as well? Those pens with the multiple sort of ink options around the side. The really fat ones where you had...
Unwritable.
Completely unusable, but also they had perfume in them. So they would smell of like grapefruit or food. Have I just made this up? This might be a fever dream.
Listen, it probably is a real thing, but I have never seen it.
Well, it was a thing. I remember it at school and it would just make me hungry. And I was a very fat kid when I was growing up. So I'd be in these lessons just smelling, it smelled
just
like a candy
trying
shop.
Trying to suck ink out of this pen.
Not trying. There's no trying about it. Just like, sorry. It's not blueberry. Like, full Wonka.
When they're looking through your shopping history and they don't understand it, you have been bought red-handed.
2018, a lot more.
Am I shopping suddenly?
20 items over the year.
Okay, she's got a job. Pretty exciting.
Things are picking up.
Yeah.
Things are picking up. The first thing you bought in the calendar year, okay, we're going to go to... not till September.
I do all 20 in the last 4 months of the
it's
year.
It's like you forget Amazon until September.
Wow.
Is that because did you have a good Edinburgh? It was August 2018, like the breakthrough Edinburgh. Do you think you came off the
back of
that?
Yeah, I guess I debuted. I wouldn't have said I was like loaded. I didn't make any money from it.
Of course not.
But I was probably being hired for things.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, clearly... you're on the move because in October you spent a lot of money on the Trip Cashmere Ultralight 4-wheel large suitcase.
Oh, I treated myself to a suitcase. That was, by the way, the first suitcase I'd owned myself. When I came to London, I had with me a Primark suitcase that I had to borrow from my little sister to carry all my stuff in. I still have that suitcase. I haven't bought another one since.
Do you still have this one?
Yeah.
I mean,
I haven't bought another since.
It's a Trip Cashmere.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not made of cashmere, is it?
It's a pretty boring grey case. But
I like the way they sort of branded that with a thing that's got nothing to do with. Just like, cashmere is nice.
Yeah, it's a word that sounds appealing, even if the actual suitcase in practice is not. Here's what I'll say is, the lavishness, there's something about a suitcase that I think is like, I've made it. I'm buying something nice to bring stuff on trips that I don't even go on yet.
Yeah.
Maybe twice a year. Yeah.
It's executive travel.
Oh my God, I remember that point in my life being like, I guess I'm an adult now.
So I would say the pleasure of pushing a 4-wheeled suitcase. You've got 4 wheels.
And it wheels along by its side. Oh yeah.
But
gorgeous.
Is there any greater sort of gap between the pleasure of pushing it through something like an airport where it's just like, you're barely aware that it's there.
It's gliding.
Then you get out, you get home, you get onto a pavement. And
I know. And you're the loudest woman in the world suddenly. You're like, I guess I'm waking everyone who lives here.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Shout out to that suitcase because I still have it and it's still going strong.
I mean, if you want to, we can add that. Some of these reviews are amazing. Stephen Harrison says, as described. Thanks
Cashmere.
Thanks for dropping in.
But it's not as described, Stephen.
November 2018. You have bought some insulated water bottles, you know, like the Chili's bottles.
Yes, good for me.
Love those. I love water. Huge fan of water.
All right. Yeah,
but
good for me.
They are very good for you. You bought two of them, though.
Oh, I will have been buying one for my partner as well, I imagine.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
That is sweet.
So you're always thinking of someone else?
I guess so. We're not together anymore.
Okay. Get it back?
I hope they're dehydrated now. Imagine me calling, being like, hey, just wondering, I just remember I bought you an insulated water bottle, so I'm going to need that back.
It was quite a lot. It was like £16.
It was £16!
What is the worst thing to ask back when you split up with someone? What is the ultimate thing, which is just like, do you know what I mean? You're compelled to ask for.
I have had somebody ask me for, when they broke up with me and left, I have had them take, had someone take 2 of the 4 pillows off the bed, which I think is one of the most like hilarious things that's ever happened to me. It's something that's so like, I'd like you to notice I'm gone.
that is awful.
Yeah. That was
Were they nice pillows as well? Did you ever use them?
They were nice pillows.
Because we have so our own pillows. If we swap the pillows around, neither of us sleep. Like, we have to be on our
pillows.
Yeah,
I hear that. I really do. Yeah, these were...
That is a bleak moment. Okay, you take those. Just, yeah, got your two.
You got your two? Sweet. Good. Yeah,
but
yeah,
then
yeah.
Did you move your two into the middle of the bed?
No, I was a grown-up. I went and bought two more pillows, obviously.
Sad.
Although, actually, in the world's one of the worst failures of my life, I bought, again, what I thought to be fairly, like, they were maybe like 30 quid each,
yeah.
Marks and Spencer's pillows that I had delivered to the house. And they were the cheapest of the Marks and Spencer's online range. But I still thought, like, 30 quid per pillow. Like, I was like, that's grand. And also, yeah. It's like, you know, broken up with state.
Yeah.
They
Treat
arrived,
yourself.
Having had, bear in mind, the partner leave with the two pillows,
yeah.
And then I'd gone to the effort of ordering the pillows, they arrived, and there's so much admin in a breakup. I don't know if you remember, like, it's like, you have to do so much work. So I thought, I ticked that off the list,
yeah.
And we both know, based on everything I've told you, that I literally had a list that I ticked them off. They arrived, I opened them, they were toddler pillows. I don't know if you know that this is a thing. Why would there be a, why would they be a different size? They're smaller.
Oh, no.
I was like, I spent £60, couldn't do the emotional labor of changing the pillow, of like ordering more, of like returning the pillows.
Did you then cry?
I just fucked the pillows in the bin and was like, screamed, and then ordered more pillows.
Did you put the toddler pillows into the bin?
Yeah, I was so enraged. I was so like, it was one of those weeks where you're like, how is this my life?
Okay, so look, diving into November 2018 now. Times quick crossword. Like a quick crossword, £5.
Oh, I bought a little book of crosswords. That's what I've done there because I'm traveling. I'm traveling and I need something to do on the. I don't want to be on my phone all the time, so I want to be doing my little crossword book.
Mm-hmm. Personalized name.
I sound 85.
Yeah, it's good.
Years
it's good.
Old.
Personalized name stickers for water bottles. £5.37 on personalized name stickers.
I'll tell you what that is.
Yeah,
that is. Presumably going to Edinburgh or somewhere, going basically where you gig and you always have your water bottle on stage.
Oh, yeah.
You want to make sure it gets back to you.
That makes perfect sense.
I'm dull as dish.
No, you're not. You're controlling your surroundings.
Every surrounding, yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that at all. I completely approve. All right, look, let's move into 2019. March 2019, unlike Bohart to be buying things early on in the year. You're not a Q1 purchaser.
I'm really not. That's so true. I actually get so tight come January, February. I get really like realigned for the year, assess the situation. I'm such a new school, like it's a new school year in my brain.
Yeah.
So, God, I'm dull.
This
do you ever get an insight to yourself and go, wow, yeah, I'm just my father. I'm just my dad. I can hear my dad's catchphrase when we grew up used to be always like, nothing more now till after the 10th. That was when the credit card bill came in.
Oh, wow. Right,
and in my head, it's like, nothing more till after March.
Oh my God. It's got strong sort of tax year vibes, right? April, new tax year. Yeah. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. He is an accountant.
Well, there you go. You've bought two computer games. The only things you've bought, are you into computer games?
Mm-mm.
16th of March, Marvel Spider-Man for the PS4. 21st of March, Resident Evil 2 on the PS4.
Those will have been gifts for for my partner at the
Lovely.
Time.
Lovely. Yeah. Nice.
Well, until they take your pillows.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It always just feels... computer games, like I always want to lose myself in computer games, like something like Marvel Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like, brilliant.
Yeah.
And I play it for about 3 minutes and I just get a bit, I don't really get it.
To me, it's so funny that I was like deeply shocked that that relationship ended, but like, I guess you should probably not be that surprised if you're buying your adult partner video games in the hopes of what, like that you'll just both be in the apartment but not have to talk to each other.
You are saying to them, I've got this for you, now fuck off.
It does feel like that, yeah.
Yeah.
It does feel like I'm going, I think it's best if we don't talk.
That is so true.
So,
yes.
That's kind of on me. That's on me.
I thought you were a one-way ticket somewhere else to this virtual world.
If you're going to be here, I'd love if it wasn't at me, like looking at me.
So would it be a case of you'd like come in there and they'd be just like playing headphones on?
No, they were very that's nice okay. about it. But I mean, I think it's more says more about me and where I was at.
Yeah, of course. Resident Evil 2.
That it was like, Mommy needs time to clean.
You play with this. All right. Where else are we? 2019. Oh, look, you've done a lot of work on your nails.
oh my God, I got really obsessed with the idea that I could hack my financing, my overexpending by doing my own shellac and manicures. So I bought everything. I bought the machine. I bought all of the nail stuff. I bought all of the like stuff for doing manicures. I bought all the actual special polish.
Yeah.
I have the light. I used it approximately once. It took approximately 9 hours to do my nails in a way that another woman does them in about 25 minutes.
Right.
And then I kept it under my bed for, what year was it? Did I buy this?
This is 2019.
Yeah. I moved house in November, so 2023, at which point I had to concede I wouldn't be using it again and throw it away.
Just gone, bin.
How much did that cost, that one manicure?
Quite a lot. I mean, you've got, you've spent on the 24th of May, you spent £34. Also, you've spent another £13, the Miley Salon manicure kit, which includes nail prep and white polish. And then on the 4th of May, so several days earlier, you spent £34 again. So in total, you
£81. Wow.
And how much does it cost to get your nails done?
Not £81. Could have gotten them done three times for that, probably.
Wow.
Yikes.
I mean, that is...
That's tough. Also, it's tough. You know what? That's tough.
I quite like the idea of getting your nails done because you just... You can't do anything when you're doing it.
You can't do anything, but in my head, I think I couldn't rationalise that it was something I deserved at the time. It was such an extravagance in terms of where I was at with my finances.
Right.
That I always felt bad about it. So I was like, surely it must, if I make it labor intensive for myself, then I will deserve a nice thing.
I see. Good work ethic again.
Yes, yes. She was raised a Catholic.
Suffer. It's almost like the suffering brings you happiness. Is it? Is that in some religion somewhere? I'm really sure
I wonder. But yeah, listen.
I've just got this idea of you at a nail salon weeping.
I don't deserve it. But now I'm like, fuck it, I deserve it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Near where I live, genuinely, there's a nail salon right next to a Catholic church.
That fits.
So
you make your choice. You go one door or the other.
We like to listen to Toast. And we're not the kind who would boast. And even in spite of the host, we still like to listen to Toast. La la la.
So, welcome back to part two of My Mate Bought a Toaster. More from the brilliant Catherine Bohart in just a second. Just time here to tell you about the wonderful False Economy podcast. It's a great listen, hosted by the fabulous Vix Leighton and Paul Watson. On the show this week, they're talking about private healthcare, hidden costs of being single, and Valentine's Day. There you are. Lovely romantic episode of False Economy with Vix Leighton and Paul Watson. When you finish this episode of My Mate Bought a Toaster, and only then, I urge you to go and have a listen to False Economy. It's a lovely, funny chat. Okay, back to the app then.
What else did you throw away on the big move out? What was the most annoying thing that you had to throw away when you moved out?
That was up there, I have to say. Mm. That was up there. Slow cooker.
They're the deep fryer of the noughties.
I don't know how to use them. I don't know what you make in them. I don't know why I bought it. Ice cream maker.
Oh my, yes.
Nightmare. What was I thinking? I was sure I was going to use it.
And huge as well.
So
and
massive.
With an ice cream maker, you see how much sugar goes into ice cream as well.
Yeah, it's exactly. It is just sugar and cream. But I mean, those are delicious things. That's not really my issue. I'm just like, you can buy ice cream.
Yeah.
That was never going to stop being true. Yeah. Those are the things where when you're packing, you're going, oh, sweet God. I bravely brought my exercise bike to the new house because I still have to do laundry there as well.
Yeah. It's got to dry somewhere. Yeah. It's got to hang somewhere.
So that's fine.
That's what it's for. I think people making exercise bikes now, just make little heated handles.
Oh my God, please.
Just because that's what it's going
to
become.
Yes, with something to fold out to pop my knickers on, that'd be divine.
Honestly?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mine has a little like knob for the ears.
Yes,
very nice for a bra strap. Love
that. Oh, that is good.
So they were thinking about it. To be fair to them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You see what you do? I'd put a sock on each handle. Nice. That's nice, and then maybe a shirt could go on the thing, and then stretch over.
It's good for a pair of trousers. Yeah,
that's all they become. That's all they're for. All right, 2020. Obviously, 2020, very eventful.
Yes.
So we'll see some interesting habits.
This could be interesting because I moved house early in the year. I moved house.
Oh right.
Then COVID hits. I moved house in January. Mm. I, with my partner, just the two of us. We're out of the house share. We're into just the two of us. COVID hits in March.
Yeah.
They leave in October.
Wow.
So there's a lot going on that year.
That is quite the year.
Yeah, I'm fascinated to see what I did, if it had any impact.
Okay, it begins with peanut butter.
I'm such a bulk buyer. I used to buy these huge, huge things of peanut butter, protein-based peanut butter.
500 grams.
Yeah.
That is a lot of protein right there. I'd say that's about a year's worth of protein that you've got right there. Good. Very efficient, bulk buy. Yeah. Love that. Okay, good. That's how it starts. Again, who could have possibly known on the 4th of January when you were buying protein what a year was awaiting?
I know, that's so funny. I was already bulk buying.
I mean, like under a month later, you buy the peanut butter again. Natural four seed peanut butter, 500 grams. Do you have a peanut butter problem?
I eat it on everything. I have it in my porridge. I have it on rice cakes. I have it in smoothies. I have it in sauces. I'm kind of having peanut butter like three times a day now that I think of it.
I think it's incredible. I mean, I eat a lot of it as well. I'm probably going to have a massive heart attack.
I feel like for breakfast.
Yeah, of course.
I had Greek yogurt, peanut butter, some pecans and a banana.
Oh my gosh.
It was absolutely delicious.
That's very healthy.
Yum.
When you think what people used to have for breakfast, like when I was a kid, we'd have like Pop-Tarts and like white bread as toast with jam on. I mean, obviously amazing.
Delicious.
Hungry within 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I have found peanut butter, there's a Marmite vibe to it in that you can really upset people with it. I've got it in the office where I work, and sometimes I just eat it straight out of the jar.
It's
just ground nuts. But people are like, can you not do that near me? Sorry, I can't bear it. Some people get really offended by it.
Wow, how close to them were you when you were doing
it? Oh, like under an inch.
Okay.
Yeah.
That might bother me too. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, fine.
I think maybe I'd also be like, can you rack up a little bit?
Personal space. No, the image of me walking through the office with the peanut butter jar.
It just bothers them.
They're just like, ugh. I think it's because there's a clag thing.
There is a clagginess to it, that's true.
You get clag phobes.
Okay.
You know what I mean? They see you eating something, and do you have a thing that if you see someone eating it, you're just like...
I struggle with other people chewing near me as it goes. Yes. I would say I don't love it. I don't have a lot of patience for it. Mm. So I'd say all things.
Anything. Because chewing is involved in a lot
repellent.
Of eating.
Yeah. Not peanut butter, though.
Well, no, of course, you just...
Yeah. God,
you just
that was
wait.
Horrendous.
You just wait like a starling being fed by its mother. And just hope it goes down.
Yeah, so one of my favourite foods.
All right, and then we move towards March, and you know what is on the way. 26th of March, you bought a massive fan. $21.99.
Yes. Okay, I'll tell you why. I had friends who were like basically preppers for COVID. They were amazing. They knew everything in advance. They were like, we're going to need fans. We're going to need a tiny freezer, like all the stuff. And so the fans were going to get expensive, and they did. And I had one.
They were predicting the markets, the COVID markets.
They were dead right.
They were the bog roll buyers.
I think they invested in like shelves and rollerblades really early on in COVID as well. They made some money.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
People who saw that coming.
Yeah, very smart.
God. I mean, when they say make some money, like 40 quid maybe.
Yeah,
which is a lot.
It wasn't like a boom, but.
Yeah. But enough. It pays for nails.
Yeah.
Okay, nice fan, obviously, to move the poisoned air around again. March, again, here she goes.
Oh, God, here we go.
Can I tell you something? January, 500 grams. February, 500 grams.
No, I didn't get
March,
more.
It's a kilogram.
No,
of
I
peanut
didn't.
Butter. That is impressive. Things are escalating.
What am I doing with it?
Are you
building
stress?
A wall?
Are you stress eating peanut butter?
Did I buy a kilogram?
You bought a kilogram of peanut butter, yeah. Yeah.
God, I was deranged. Yeah. Well, that is genuinely a shock to me.
Yeah. And it's a great, you know, that is a massive tub. And when you consider how it's advertised, if you look at it on Amazon, this is bulk. We're committed to creating world-class nutrition for every step of your journey. Calories per 100 grams as well. 627 calories per 100 grams. So
yikes.
That's 6,000 calories, over 6,000 calories.
Maybe in my soul, I knew a breakup was coming and that I'd need to be able to get all my nutrients from a spoon.
It's funny, isn't it? During a breakup or when you're stressed, you know, there has to be a real efficiency with getting those things to you. I just want to make one move that makes everything fine.
I'm not making a meal, obviously, so I can do one thing.
Yeah. And this will keep you full for ages. And then people.
That is crazy.
What I love is people are putting their recipes on here.
For the four seed protein peanut butter.
Yeah. But then a lot of reviews aren't very strong of this, by the way. Natural, but dry. It's peanut butter.
Yeah. I mean, that's what he wanted to be.
It's like saying it's not very chocolatey. Well, no, it's not.
No, it's
peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Bought the 1 kilogram crunchy peanut butter for £3.89. Flavour is fine, although it's quite thick and difficult to spread. I imagine the smooth version is easier.
No, you've just got to give it a stir at the start.
Yeah, awful. Don't waste your money swimming in oil. This is horrible. When I open
you
the package...
You have to stir it.
Are you getting upset now? Do you need to take a moment?
It just feels like amateur hour.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. These part-time peanut butters. This is because they're peanut butter faddists.
Yeah.
These Johnny come lately to peanut butters.
Just give it a bloody stir.
Just stir it up. It's fine, says Scarlett. I like this peanut butter and we'll probably buy it again as it is very affordable considering what it is.
Scarlett's my people.
Yeah, but Scarlett's only giving it 3 stars. The peanut butter is fine. I do like it quite a lot and I have no issue with eating it. Oh my God, I can't believe she's written this. I can't believe I'm reading this. I can't believe I'm reading this out loud. I can't believe you're listening to this.
I can't believe I bought 2 kilograms of this stuff in 3 months.
Yeah.
Where was I potting it?
Crunchiness is also not as much as I would usually go for. So much oil, but still 5 stars. I quite like the oil.
You're supposed to stir it.
Again,
Lord.
We're learning on the show today. You've got to put sun cream on from the age of 20. And
well, from a day younger than that,
yeah. And you have to stir your peanut butter.
Yeah, and peanut butter will get you through COVID. Go on.
Here comes COVID, and here come the books. Marion Keyes and April, by the way, another kilogram of peanut butter. You're literally getting it once a month at the moment.
I actually can't believe it.
So far, in 2020, in Q1 of 2020, you've eaten 3 kilograms of peanut butter. But it's fine, you look great. It's not like, you know, there were no consequences. You're alive.
I just can't fathom. Wow. I will say this. When I like something, food-wise, I will eat the same thing over and over and over and over again, evidently.
Yes, I can see that. For example, peanut butter.
Fucking hell.
Really funny.
Subscribe, rate, review. Subscribe, rate, review.
Subscribe, rate, review. Subscribe, rate, review. Find us on YouTube. And don't forget to leave a review. At my main border toaster. You'll feel a little closer when you subscribe and rate and review.
To my main border toaster. And don't forget to say something nice.
Whoa, here we go.
Oh, God.
15th of May 2020.
Please don't be more peanut butter, please.
We have found the biggest order. You have had to buy...
It's not. It's not more peanut butter, is it?
I assume this is as a consequence of the peanut butter. The Emma Original Double Mattress for £421.
Okay, so we've moved house and we've bought a mattress.
I assume your last mattress broke because of the... peanut butter consequences.
Because of peanut butter. No, that will have been like, oh, we're doing well, let's
A lovely mattress. Who got the mattress?
I did.
That's the most genuine smile I've seen you do on the show. That was a real 1-0 bow heart moment.
It was, and I remember the negotiations about it. Cause I was like, we replaced my old mattress, having worn out my mattress for the 4 years before. So, no, I was like, that's I'm giving the mattress.
So you only slept on that mattress that you bought together. I mean, this was in May.
I still have it. This is bringing up old feuds that I didn't know I cared about.
Yeah, that's what we want to do. As much damage as possible.
I have no bad feelings towards my ex-partner because I got the mattress, I guess.
Exactly.
I'm sleeping soundly, so I feel fine.
How do you sleep at night? Very well, thank you.
Well.
Very well. Supported but soft. Oh, lovely. 3-pack of safety door wedges. Oh, I'm going into that. We love a door wedge.
Okay, so we were two people living alone. Obviously, neither of us men. We were obviously very stressed that we might need something to protect us.
Okay.
It was my first time not living in a house share in London. So obviously I got very paranoid that we needed to defend the household.
Yes. And so a baseball bat or a door wedge. You've gone for a door
and
wedge.
I would have the baseball bat taken off me. So we went for door wedges that had the siren alarms. You know, those loud.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, and actually, I think they're amazing. They made me feel so safe when I was then living alone. You pop them under your front door, and if it opens, it just goes really loud alarm.
Absolute. What a genius idea.
Yeah, I actually think if you're a woman who lives alone, they're quite reassuring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 120 decibels, loud alarm.
Yeah, they're really loud.
That is great.
Initially, when I was living alone, I'd never lived alone before.
Yeah.
So I would have one inside the front door, inside my bedroom door, inside the kitchen door.
Wow.
Now I just had, then for the last 2.5 years, I just had one inside the front door, and it made me feel great.
It's a good way of measuring how you've become more comfortable in the last few years.
Exactly.
You've got a lot less alarm doorstops.
Or cared less about my personal safety. Who's to say?
Or you've given up.
Who knows?
Loads of great reviews. Very loud, good quality. That's from Pete. Someone says, I bought this for a solo trip. I bought this because I was going to Barcelona and using a room with an Airbnb with the host staying in the home also, and I didn't feel comfortable. So I bought this, took it along with me, and found it so useless because there was not enough space underneath the door in the room that I was staying in.
Oh.
Seems harsh to blame the doorstop for poor craftsmanship in Barcelona.
Yeah. Also, yeah, I mean, why not just change? Why not just stay somewhere else? But anyway, okay.
Yeah.
You feel
exactly.
So uncomfortable that you have to bring. Well,
anyway. God, you just no pleasing some people.
But useful, nice if you're a woman going to a hotel by yourself as
yes,
well.
Brilliant,
just
brilliant.
Nice.
Love it. Okay, good. And then as we head further into 2020, obviously things have happened to you. The splits happened, and we go towards Christmas.
Oh God, what am I doing? My first Christmas alone.
You've bought a. Your first Christmas
so tragic?
Alone. Well, no. But yes, 20 fingers head massager scalp scratcher. Because you don't have anyone else to give you a head massage anymore. I just imagine you by yourself going...
Just to mimic just, human touch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't go home for Christmas. That's so funny. Oh my God, that's so bleak. Yikes. That's so... Did I also buy like a boyfriend cushion?
But it's one thing to buy, like, yeah, exactly. It's one thing to buy, I don't know, like a sex aid or something. That's fine. But there's something about
yikes.
This which feels, that feels like this is that, but just for the simple act of company.
Just like having a person there. That is bleak as hell.
I'll just...
Yikes.
See you with one...
just wanking off my head.
That's what I was going to say. Just basically wanking off your head and then just spooning peanut butter.
Oh, God.
What a time.
December 2020. That was dark.
I would say these are really good, these head massages.
They're actually weirdly pleasant.
And this is an indication of the, how can I put it, not entirely warm state of physicality between two people who've been married for 20 years. I bought these for Christmas.
That's nice.
So, but my son loves them as well. But we sit there and sometimes just massage them.
Yeah,
and
it's nice.
But they used to call them the Orgasmatron. I remember they called them that, and I thought, I can't buy my son a thing called the Orgasmatron. They've changed it, and I appreciate the change in branding.
Yeah, I think that's right.
The handheld portable tingler massage.
I don't love tingler either. I don't love tingler.
If you came back from going to a massage place and said, I had a tingler massage.
Just call it a scalp massager.
And also,
they're so catchy.
Exactly. A scalp massager. Here we are at the branding meeting. a two-pack, $5.99.
Nice. What a bargain.
They're brilliant. They're absolutely brilliant. I thoroughly recommend
a little bit of self-care for me in my breakup. Good for me.
There you go, exactly.
Ooh, I don't want to hear no more crying. Just come on, let me know what you've been buying.
2021, here it is as we get towards the end of today's episode. You got some dumbbells.
Oh my God, I was strongly into that. I was into the COVID fitness craze. Also, I had all that protein energy from my peanut butter, so I had to burn it somehow.
You should look like a giant walnut now.
Yeah, I really
how much
should.
Peanut butter you've had. I would say, by the way, the peanut butter habit seems to have eased off at this stage.
Phew.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe you've seen, for example, a doctor.
Maybe I still have it. Maybe I have enough for a year.
That's true. It does last. Elsewhere, look, another original ink cartridge, more ink. Oh, look, I would say the peanut butter fetish, you've been upsold.
Oh, have I? What have I bought?
August 2021. The Fulfill vitamin and protein snack-sized bar, chocolate, peanut, and caramel flavour. These are basically
Snickers.
Oh, I
got really into protein bars.
They pretend to be healthy, and it's just a big fat Snickers.
Yeah, I really got into protein bars. I really did. And actually, I do think they're absolute trash. And
yeah, they are, but it's fine. As long as you know they're trash.
Yeah,
it's like people think sandwiches are healthy. No, sandwiches are
They always make me
rubbish.
Feel so bad. Yeah. So bad. Yeah.
But it's a massive rebranding exercise. And
if
you
it helps, I'm back on my peanut butter. But I now make those Instagram lady dates with the peanut butter in them, dipped in dark chocolate with salt on. And can I say, they are delicious.
Protein balls. And have you brought one here today for us too? No, don't worry about it. Okay, that's fine.
Sorry. Yeah, no dates worries. Are expensive.
Yeah, no. You weren't going on dates. I thought you were happy.
No, I'm not. That's why I'm at home making dates.
Yeah, you see, it's dates on dates.
Like, it's just like a Snickers. While my friends are like, okay.
Elsewhere in 2021, and obviously you think this is boring, Scotchgard long-lasting protection waterproofs. What is the most mundane thing you've bought on Amazon? The Scotchgard Long Lasting Protection.
Can I just tell you, I think that stuff's amazing. Spray your sofa down. Let it dry. It has to dry.
This is for your waterproof clothing. This is for your Gore-Tex.
Yeah. Buy it for your sofa, Scotchgard. Cover your Scotchgard. It's going to need like three or four hours to dry. You can then spill anything on your sofa, wipe it off with water with a J-cloth. It is phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Does it not change the texture of the sofa when you sit on it? You can't tell it's on there.
Honestly.
So what you're saying is you spray on a sort of invisible, because they're like in the old...
I Scotchgard my sofa and armchair.
Okay, you're now verbalising Scotchgard. I've Scotchgarded it.
I've Scotchgarded it.
That's nice. Where'd you get that from? Scotchgarded it, mate.
It is such a good way of... my sofa looks brand new.
Don't inhale that stuff, because then you're going to Scotchgard.
Oh,
yeah,
you have to wear a mask when you do it and you open all the windows.
It's glue, right? It's basically a tiny layer of glue that's going to bounce off all the spillages. I mean, that is so good. You almost want to Scotchgard a sofa and then just spill something in front of someone. Just like,
I have done that.
Just show them.
I have done that. How do you think I justify this behaviour to my girlfriend?
Wow.
Like, I'm like, look at this, look at this.
Like a QVC demonstration.
Yeah, genuinely. What you want to do, I think, with all things, you want to do a test, a patch test. Mm-hmm. So obviously try it on the back or the bottom of your sofa, give it 24 hours and then check it, go for it.
Do you know what, the overall...
Am I the most fun guest you've ever had?
Yes, yes. But also, like, I can't remember an episode, and we've done like 6,000 of these now, where I feel like I'm taking on so much advice.
Okay,
good. You seem very sort of like... clued up, sensible, thoughtful.
I think that I
not an idiot. That's what it was. Not an idiot.
Not an idiot. Yeah. Hey, what a very low bar that I will take as a compliment.
I only have idiots on this show. This is amazing. You're like a grown-up.
I'm the most sensible, boring woman in the world. My girlfriend says that I have the energy of a woman with 3 under 3 who rules with a fair but firm hand. Which for a woman without any kids is quite a bleak indictment of my personality.
Yeah, that's right. You have that, but without the wrinkles.
Yeah,
which is a wonderful thing. Let's go to an order towards the end of this, right, Catherine, which is going to sort of sum you up, really. That's what I like to do at the end of the episode, is find one item and then extrapolate from that. You know what I mean? Like your whole story and your whole personality. Not too much of a reach. For example, you've bought 3 pucker pads.
Oh, good for me. Pencil case comedian.
Pencil case comedian. The page is blank.
Yeah.
What are you going to fill it with? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This sort of...
That's a woman who needs to write a tour show but doesn't want to actually do anything about
it. Yeah. So get stationed read up.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not going to go for that. The thing that I'm going to go for...
Yikes.
On the 20th of July, 2022, you bought 2 things. You spent £80 on 2 things. You bought a Homedec cat tree and you bought the automatic cat feeder, a pet food dispenser. Now, I really hope the answer to the next question is yes. Were you getting a cat? That's my first question. Oh, God.
I was in a relationship that was ending and was surprised with the gift of a kitten. I don't like cats. And the cat and the girlfriend lived in my house for 2-3 more weeks, during which time the cat obviously needed a feeder and a cat tree.
Yes.
And then they both moved to, I want to say Portsmouth,
Somewhere else.
Somewhere else.
Right. Yeah. Not with you. Is that the worst gift you could ever be given? An animal you don't like from a person you are increasingly not liking?
No, I think the thing to say is that I loved the person so much and they were trying to act with love. Oh. But it was a panic cat, I think.
A panic cat is never a good cat.
And but I think the cat and she are very happy together.
Oh, good.
And I think the cat has had a beautiful life. I have no doubt that it has. She loves cats.
Right, okay.
But God, that's such a sad... I forgot that happened.
Yeah, no, I feel like this is a really awkward moment to finish the episode on and sort of extrapolate an entire personality out of you dumping someone but sending them on their way with an automated...
With equipment for the cat?
I'm still taking responsibility as an unwilling parent. But that's what I'm going to say, right? Like, I can still do this.
Yeah.
You're thinking about other people. That's the first thing, right? You are caring about what happens. You're not just going... like some people would just have a hissy fit.
Yeah.
And it just wouldn't end well at all, right?
Yeah.
You're being constructive and making sure there's a solution to the problem, which you've done throughout because you're very good at solving problems.
Thank you.
You buy
kind.
Stuff to make sure it's okay. And as we've seen in the episode, often, you know, you're clearing the decks and moving on. And that's, you know.
How have we covered two breakups in this one episode?
Next time you come on the show, can you have less breakups?
Jesus,
it's like
Christ.
Some sort of, it's like the opposite of blind date doing this, going
yeah.
through all the.
Wow.
You are, I would say.
Good Lord.
I would say you are an emotional accountant of breakups. Uh-huh. You are across all the numbers and the things you need to do.
Yeah, I'm an aficionado, yeah.
Yeah, but
and if you scotch guard yourself, you can just wipe.
That's it.
Wipe the relationship any of
you scotch guarding stuff. There's no stains on you. Catherine Bohart, you're absolutely brilliant. You're on tour, haven't you? You've got some gigs coming up, right? Come on, let's get down
yes.
to the business.
I'm
end
on
of this.
Tour from the 3rd of March. I'm going to be at Soho Theatre for 2 weeks.
Yep.
And then I'm off on tour. Start with Australia, Melbourne, and Sydney. And then I'm doing a tour of the UK. And my tour is called. Again with feelings.
Love that.
And I think you can tell from my Amazon orders. Sometimes we repeat patterns. Again with feelings. And you can get tickets on katherinebohart.com or find me on Instagram or Twitter or X or, good Lord.
All the places, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Catherine, you're absolutely brilliant. Good luck with the tour. And I will see you at the Peanut Butter Bar, which you're going to be opening shortly.
Oh my God, I'd love to.
That's good.
That would be a great place. I'd be there every day.
It'd just be a lot of water. And a lot of the noise, because you don't like the sound of chewing, you just hit.
I do a loud backing track.
It's very loud music in the background. Thank you, Catherine. That was brilliant.
Thank you.
Oh my God, I love her. Catherine Bohart. How fabulous is she? She's on tour. Go and see her live. She's absolutely brilliant. In the episode description of this, you'll find some tour dates and information there if you fancy checking her out live. I cannot recommend her enough. Also, there's extra Bohart footage available on our Patreon page, including this little revelation.
We have the official DFSA Guide to Learning to Driving.
Oh my God, when did I buy that?
July 2020.
July 2020. Mm-hmm. Didn't pass my test until March 2023.
3 years to learn to drive. Find out why over at patreon.com/toasterpod. For as little as £3 a month, you can support this lovely, I'm putting it out there, show. All right, next week, Ravneet Gill. She is fabulous. She's a chef. She is currently one of the judges on Junior Bake Off on Channel 4 on Sunday nights. She is my guest next week. I've just edited this episode and it's impossible to edit. Honestly, there's so much good stuff. Here's a little snippet.
When I first started dating Matty, my husband now, I did actually ask him, do you have any assets? He thought it was mad. I wasn't joking.
It's a first date. Can we get the menu? Thank you. Tell me about your assets.
Do you have any assets? Can I look at your bank account?
That's extraordinary. I really, really think, in fact, I know you're going to love this episode. Rav is glorious. And so are you, simply for listening to this podcast. Don't forget, you can enter that wonderful competition to win yourself an air fryer. Just give us a follow at ToasterPod on TikTok, at ToasterPod on Instagram, at HotUKDeals.com on TikTok. Follow all three of those accounts and you could be winning an air fryer. See you next week. Bye. It's my mid-week.